azul su blancura refleja. Iluminando lares, descubriendo mares, desmembrando el frío implacable. Revolviendo en esos entes el deseo profundo de tenerse.
Welcome back to Dr. Misterio's Happy Hour, hosted by the award-winning host, Dr. Misterio, yours truly. I am here with Dr. Kimberly, very happy to have her here at Dr. Misterio's Happy Hour again. We're having a lot of fun, let us tell you. Aren't we, Dr. Kimberly?
Oh, yes. We're comparing how much exercise we get.
Exactly. And, you know, interestingly enough, I am losing. Yeah. I wonder why, since I have such an athletic body. So I don't know why even my, you know, my athletic. Yeah, we went to Squamish yesterday and did a whole bunch of walking, and I think I only amassed like 14,000 steps, and apparently you did nothing and you amassed 20,000 steps or more.
Well, I did go for coffee and then...
Yeah, where? To Abbotsford?
I don't have a car, so you have to say, when you don't have a car, you tend to walk more, so...
Yes, no, but I mean, you know, when there's a lot of stuff in your neighborhood, then it's also kind of...
Yeah, and I have short legs.
Motivation and...
So...
So are you suggesting that science and the universe, like, gave you tools to increase the number of steps? Well, that's true, because probably one of my steps...
Is two of mine.
I was going to say three,
yeah.
But let's say two, just for the sake of, you know, you're being the guest tonight, so
yeah.
We're not going to contradict you today.
Yeah.
So yeah, that could be, that could be, you know, a very logical and scientific explanation of my lack of steps.
There you go.
When I'm supposed to be, you know, walking extremely large distances. Anyway, before we go another 17 minutes into conversation, let me tell our beautiful audience what we listened to. I remember earlier this time, so that's an improvement from the last segment. We listened 2 minutes ago to Las Empanadas Ilegales. They are here from Vancouver, Canada. And we listened to the song Matador, which is part of their 2025 album, Sancocho Trifásico. And funny enough, now that you mentioned George of the City, the last time you two or three or four were here, we were trying to explain to the beautiful audience what Sancocho and Trifásico was. Sancocho is just like a chicken broth that you can find in South America, a lot of countries in South America. Very good. It has rice inside and is interesting. It's very, very good. And then, you know, George of the City told us like a 7-hour explanation of what the three-phase electrical thingy means. Mine was 20 seconds, you know. It's just not one wire. Hot wire is three.
Yeah.
And it gives you whatever, double the amount of voltage. But he went on to, you know, explain the history of electricity and lightning heating up, whatever. Anyway, saludos a George if he's listening to us. Then before that, we listened to our sister and brothers from another mother, Mingua. They are also from Vancouver, Canada. We listened to the song Sun, El Sol. And this is from their 2019 album, The Strange One. And we started the set with, I don't know if it's Wuken or Wuken. They are from Dresden in Germany. And we listened to the song Pipe Dreams, which is part of their 2025 album, Axioms. And that was our lovely and beautiful musical set. Yes. What else? Well, you said that you haven't been to shows for a while.
No. I missed a show that I really wanted to see on the 18th, on Monday. I've really gotten into this band called New Dad. I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're based out of Ireland.
Oh.
I don't know how to explain it. It's sort of like down tempo. It's heavier, but not too heavy. A little bit of a poppy, almost Mazzy Star-ish sound.
Okay.
But a little heavier than that. But they were in Vancouver at the Hollywood Theater on Monday, and I had to miss the show, and I was very sad about it. But
so were you working, or there wasn't any more tickets, or what was the...
I was working.
I see.
So,
yes.
But yeah, no, I hope they come back, because I'm really liking their music right now. So yeah, it was a little heartbreaking.
I see.
They're all the way from Ireland, and I missed it.
Yes. No, I hear you. Well, I guess we'll have to take a listen to them, because no, I don't know them. And yeah, I've seen a couple of Irish bands lately that did something different. You know, they did like hip hop and I don't know, something.
Oh, did you see Kneecap?
No.
I had tickets to Kneecap, but I weirdly got knee surgery the day after the Kneecap show.
One of my caps.
So I had to miss the Kneecap show.
Oh, that's right. You
I
were
had knee surgery.
I think you might have been on.
I may have
Jesus.
Mentioned it.
I was going to say sketches, but it's not sketches. Stretches? No. On
stretches. Yeah. No, I had...
But weren't you on...
Oh, crutches.
Crutches.
Yes.
Jesus. My English no good.
I was definitely on crutches. Actually, I was on crutches when I went to the Pearl Jam show with you guys.
That is correct.
Yeah. But my knee is fully healed now, but Kneecap hasn't come back to Vancouver.
No, I went to see a band called Sleaford Mods.
Oh, okay. Never heard of them.
And they are, well, I have to listen to Kneecap, but they are similar, but not
okay.
Not the same as Kneecap, but it's kind of hip hop, but you know, with a little bit. The singer has all the Irish/Celtic punk attitude.
And, oh, nice.
And you know,
yeah.
So he's super energetic and highly recommended too. Sleaford Mods, MODS.
Sleaford Mods.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we have played a couple of songs from them here when I saw them at the rickshaw a couple of years ago, and it was and it's only two guys, so one sings and the other one does all the musical programming. Yes,
in the background,
and he dances while the other guy sings, because it's got a little, I mean, it's hip hop, but it's like it's fast.
Yeah,
it's fast and a little, you know, distorted guitar over there, and it's
nice.
Yes, it is. I've never heard anything like that, so it was
for such a small country. Ireland has come out with some. They have some very talented musicians and artists.
All the way back, you know, from some poppy, you know, U2, Sinead, like it's.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a lot of from there 20, 30 years ago, 40.
Yep.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. And they make beautiful beer. What can I tell you? Guinness, Murphy's, I mean.
That too.
It's.
And whiskey.
Oh, and whiskey, yes.
Mm-hmm. Whiskey spelt with an EY.
Exactly, yes, exactly. Whiskey, we mispronounce in Mexico. Whiskey and whiskey. Just to make sure we have them different.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. We should do a show about whiskey here in.
Oh, yeah. We could do a taste test.
Exactly. I think the show will last like 25 minutes, and then we will be off air.
It would just be dead air.
Or you will hear us snoring.
That too.
Yes. That too. Either or.
No, I get...
Or farting. I mean, whatever.
I get really rowdy when I drink whiskey, so maybe it will last for 2 hours.
Well, then we will do a live broadcast for 13 hours.
Yes, it will be like, I want to fight everybody.
It will be a... Yes, there you go. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great radio. There you go. Mm-hmm. It will be a whiskey ton.
We could do a call-in show, and I can argue with people.
Yes, that will be extremely fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm getting... Thank you for giving me ideas.
Yeah.
Let's see when it's, you know, whiskey day or whatever.
Yeah,
or,
have to look
well,
it up.
Maybe on the, you know... National Day of Ireland, however you call that, because I don't know if...
Is that St. Patrick's
you have,
Day?
Yes.
March 17th.
But that's too obvious, like...
Yeah, yeah.
There must be another one.
There must be.
Well, you know, we have Canada Day.
Right.
You know.
I'll have to look it up.
But yeah, I mean...
Hopefully it falls
I hope
Sunday.
You have one, because I mean, obviously you don't have, you know, you don't have Independence Day. Let's not touch nerves there, but I mean, you don't have Independence Day, but you should have something similar.
For sure.
Anyway, homework. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go back to the music here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour.
Thank you.